Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And it is time to go to the guest line this morning. We welcome in the host of the Annie Fry Show on 97.1, our sister station here in the building. And it is a fellow FM sister now, because we're on 104.1
FM. An FM sister.
You're an FM sister, Annie Fry.
It's about time, really.
Yeah, right?
Thanks for having me, guys.
How's it going over there? So right now you're in Congressman Bost's office, yeah?
Yes. Yep. I'm sitting here. He had to go to a meeting, so he just took me. Congressman Bost is an Illinois House representative who is on. He said he has a third of the landmass of Illinois in his district, but a lot of the people are right here.
Wow.
A lot of people here in the listening audience for Camo X, of course, are in his district, and he's also the chair of the Veterans Affairs Committee. So he just gave me a tour of where the committee meets, and I got to see the balcony that they're connected to that looks out into the Capitol. So a lot of like tangible things that I'm getting to see and feel, but he had to go to some meetings. He said, why don't you use my office to do some of these media hits? I'm excited to be here with you guys.
Excellent. Well, can you walk us through exactly what you are doing at the White House? Because I think talking to people, they're like, well, wait a minute, why does she get,
what are you doing there, Annie?
How did you get to go to the press pool? Yeah. Well, how did this, what are you doing? How are you there?
Have you been talking to Ryan Wiggins on my show? That would make sense. You phrase that exactly how Ryan Wiggins would say that at the water cooler. We have a good relationship on our show with Will Scharf, and your listeners likely know that Will Scharf was an Eastern District prosecutor in the state of Missouri, who then ran for attorney general, who then, as he was doing all of that, he got picked up as one of Donald Trump's key lawyers in the New York case. And then when the president won his reelection, the guy who narrates the executive orders right before the president hands them, that's Will Scharf, if people are unfamiliar with who I'm talking about. So he's made his way into the Oval Office, and our producer worked with him to get us the access for me to come here for a couple of days and, you know, see it from a different angle. What you guys and what we do on 97.1 on my show specifically, every day you cover this stuff, you react to this stuff, but to be here and to see, you know, all the movement, it's the energy is frenetic, and it's pretty cool to see it up close. And I've got to speak to a lot of people. And today, for most of today, I'm spending it over here on Capitol Hill, talking to some Missouri and Illinois folks about what they're working on. The 100th day, of course, today's the 100th day of the Trump administration. And a lot of people would say that the honeymoon is over after 100 days. And we're just talking to people who are in the thick of it to figure out how they feel about it.
So were you in the press room with Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, when the reporters were asking questions?
Yes. Yesterday I was there for the press briefing in the morning, 7:30 Central Time. And yesterday, since it's the 100 days week, they're basically focusing the press briefings on particular areas of interest, because yesterday they brought Tom Homan, who is the border czar, into the press conference. And he he had some words prepared, and then the press was able to ask both Carolyn Leavitt, the press secretary, and Tom Homan questions. And I was there, and I was raising my hand, and I didn't get to ask a question, which was fine. But
yeah,
I was prepared.
You had a question ready just in case. Yeah.
I had three questions ready just in case, and they were all, you know, they were really the questions that I was going to ask were centered around some of the words from my governor, because I live across the river in the state of Illinois. J.B. Pritzker said some pretty inflammatory things, not that we don't live in a bipartisanly inflammatory time, said some inflammatory things over the weekend and saying, you know, don't let the people on the other side of the aisle, the Republicans, rest, and they're going to fight until the next election and make them pay at the ballot box. And so he said some things that were very inflammatory is the best word that I can think of about pushing back against the Trump agenda. And I was going to ask Tom Homan and Caroline Leavitt alike if they feel like people in the state of Illinois with a governor who's not willing to participate in the immigration reform, the border security, the deportation process that ICE is implementing with the Illinois Trust Act. I was going to ask if they feel as though residents in the state of Illinois are less safe because their elected officials are not, in fact, enforcing and cooperating and partnering with the administration. So my plan, since I didn't get to ask in a press briefing, is to try to squeeze some time out of one of those two individuals, both who've been on my show before, to ask them that question on the Andy Frey Show.
So what is your how much longer are you there?
I'm here tonight, and then tomorrow I fly out early, and I should see you both probably at the top of the hour in the cafeteria restroom area where we meet each day in passing.
Well, not in the
restroom.
I'll
be back in tomorrow
to
do the show.
Calm down.
Hey, I'm not here to judge you, Ranji. You just do, you know. Amy and I are always having these nice conversations, and you always want to be a part of them. So,
I know. I think he feels left out. He doesn't have a lot
of friends.
Dude,
I've been left out twice today.
He has. Okay, so,
I know, right?
So we did talk about the 100 days, and obviously the polls have come out that Donald Trump's approval ratings are down. When you're in Washington, D.C., what is the response to that from our lawmakers?
Well, you know, I think that the polls, first and foremost, really got it wrong during the November election and the actual poll where the American people came out in a majority to elect the president, swept the swing states, far, far, far exceeded the closeness of what we were told by polls in November. I think a lot of people here, at least on the Republican side of the aisle, are not fazed by anything the polls are saying, especially because a lot of the polls don't agree. And there are some polls that say that the president understands that we need a transformational change in this country. And if you look at the polls, you know, there's one thing about is the president, like, what is the president's job approval? And if you say what's the president's job approval, but then you change president to what's Trump's job approval, that just charges people, you know, he can't do a better job or he couldn't do a worse job. Most people run to their corners on that. But if you ask, or if you look at the polls that talk about, do you believe the direction of the country is headed in the right way? There is a majority consensus there. And you can't look at what the Trump administration is doing, transformational change, really top to bottom in every nook and cranny that they can find the opportunity to do it, to make big, bold, and what I would consider to be courageous changes to put America's future, the future for my four kids, in a better position. And watching the president be unfazed by polls and I mean, I'm going to just be honest, sitting in the press briefing room and being around media people, like I'm around media people every day, but the way that the media is looking for a story to shape it, you guys know what it's like to live life. You guys know when gas is too expensive and when it's getting to a place that's affordable for you. And it's different for every single person who's out there. We are all our own, you know, individual poll. And I think people are unhappy with the way Joe Biden took the country during his years. And I think that they are not fully satisfied with what Trump is doing, but they are hopeful. And what America needs is hope. And so as far as the polls go, I think that it might keep the Trump administration on their toes. Maybe they need to do a better job in messaging. But if they get the job done at the end of the day, a lot of Americans are going to be happy that they voted for him. And I don't see any regret so far.
Yeah, that could change very quickly. I guess we will find out, Annie. That's why we're having you on. A little differing of opinions on this one. But
since the dawn of Major League Baseball,
Every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
But we appreciate it.
We can argue about that sometime.
Oh, yeah. We'll do it. I'll argue with you in the kitchen.
Well, no, it'd be fun to
in
have
the bathroom, like yeah.
In the bathroom.
Not going into the bathroom,
we're all
Annie.
Hanging out in the bathroom because I do have questions too.
Stop
about...
trying to get me in your bathroom. You guys are so obsessed with bathrooms.
Well, I know Annie has to go, but would love to talk more because I have questions of like maybe in principle. I like we talked about this yesterday. Like the what, I might have issues with the how, you know. And I think that's where you can actually have an adult conversation. You know,
yeah, you bet.
So would love to talk sometime.
And it's okay. It's okay at the end if we see things completely different. I think the important part for any people who are coming together, and I encourage families to understand this, the most don't lose your family over politics. But
yeah.
If you have the same goal in mind, the same end game in mind, and you disagree on how to get there, you can talk about that. But we need the same things, both sides of the aisle. We want the same things, we hope. And if the method changes one way or the other, the elections will reflect that over the course of time. But we live in a country where we get to have these disagreements. And I think that's an important, powerful thing. And I really appreciate the opportunity to speak to you guys here on FM radio
FM.
Once again with Game Way.
How's it feel? Pretty good, huh?
It's kind of like usual.
Andy's like, I'm not
exactly
coming on until they're FM.
You know what?
That's what it is. Yeah.
In my contract. That's the only thing in my contract. I only do FM. No, I'd love to be on again, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you guys.
Thanks, Annie
Fry.
Have
the
a
White
safe
House
trip home.
And the Capitol.
Quit disrupting. Right. You're being a disruptive presence over there.
See you in the bathroom, Ranji.
Dude, stop with the bathroom. Annie Fry, host of The Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM. Just obsessed with bathrooms, y'all are. Obsessed.